First up today, more than $13 billion annually. That's how much Australia loses on poker machines, a figure ranking the highest worldwide. Over 3 million Australians are affected by gambling harm each year, with lives and families left shattered. As the nation witnesses Gambling Harm Action Week, Gambling Harm Lived Experience experts have launched Loss Limits, Not Lost Lives, a national campaign calling for governments to enforce loss limits on poker machines, with the petition spearheaded by co-chair Kate Cecilia. She survived a 15-year addiction and nearly lost everything, and she spoke to The Wire's Tia Bailey to reflect on gambling harms.
As an 18-year-old, I went into social spaces I assumed were safe, and they were filled with poker machines. It got out of control very quickly. You know, there was absolutely nothing in the media at that time about gambling harm. I was just left trying to figure it out on my own. I had no idea if there was any help that was available. When I did end up, after a couple of years, calling Lifeline, I was told, just don't wear shoes. If you don't wear shoes, you won't be able to get into a venue, so you won't be able to gamble. And I was like, right, okay. I said, if I was addicted to drugs, there would be a rehab. Like, where could I go to have rehab? They said, oh, there's no rehab for gambling. And if there was, it'd be for men. That made me feel like I was the only female experiencing gambling harm. That just shut me down for another 5 years before I put my hand up for help again. It was horrific. For me, you know, the flow-on effects of losing money so quickly creates a sense of stress and anxiety, depression, overwhelming regret, and, you know, just feeling unsafe in your body because you don't understand the interaction that is happening. That's why I moved into educating the community on this level of harm, because it is just so insidious and yet so profoundly misunderstood by people buying the industry narrative that it's just harmless fun. It's not. It's addiction by design.
The way you've turned your experience around and then channeled it into education, it really is inspiring. I mean, years down the line, do you believe that this experience has impacted your role as a mother?
The years, you know, in the last decade, it's made me so much more conscious of the environments that I put my children into and educated them on how to navigate their way through this world that is essentially unsafe.
Dr. Simone McCarthy is a postdoctoral research fellow at Deakin University. Her study focused on women's lived experience of gambling-related harm.
We've done a bit of research with older adults and older women and their experiences of gambling harm. Women have told me that they find gambling venues attractive to combat loneliness and social isolation, so things like retirement or widowhood. There's not a lot of places where older women can go on their own and sit for long periods of time, so they're really viewed as safe and welcome and socially acceptable places. They've got security guards, friendly staff that they know your name, and they're accessible at nighttime, which some older people have told me that they've gone there to escape conflict at home as well.
How do you believe the gambling industry psychologically targets individuals, specifically in the form of poker machines, and are there particular groups most affected?
So Australians lose approximately $32 billion on gambling each year, and roughly 50% of that comes from losses on electronic gambling machines or pokies in community settings.
A lot of public messaging still tells people to gamble responsibly. Mm-hmm. Do you think that framing misses the mark when it comes to addressing gambling harm? Do governments need to be more accountable?
100%, yeah. Governments have primarily focused on kind of that individualized behavioral addiction frameworks rather than population-based public health harm prevention strategy. So we need regulation that changes the harmful design of poker machines, regulation that helps limit the amount of money that can be lost in such a small amount of time.
According to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, in 2022 to 2023, Australians spent $31.5 billion. When it comes to poker machine use, the Australian Institute say we are losing around $13 billion per year, with numbers only rising. The latest campaign calls for governments to enforce loss limits on poker machines, including $100 per day, $500 per month, and $5,000 per year. Mrs. Cecilia says the campaign is a necessary step to raise awareness about the issue.
This campaign is absolutely designed to save lives. There is a feature on the petition that you can leave comments and videos of support for this change. And we want to hear from as many of you in the public that have experienced gambling harm or had a loved one in your family experience gambling harm. These voices are important. They've been limited by shame that was never theirs to carry.
Dr. McCarthy says she's supportive of such campaigns and agrees loss limits are one approach to help people spend less on poker machines.
The introduction of those mandatory loss limits, the evidence shows that these are one of the few tools that can directly reduce the amount of money people lose, particularly among those at risk of gambling harm. But it does need to be part of a broader suite of harm prevention reforms as well. This would work as a structural protection rather than solely relying on individuals in environments designed to promote that continuous play.
Lost Limits, Not Lost Lives petition was launched recently via change.org and has since garnered 5,500 signatures. Mrs. Seselja believes this sends a powerful message about how Australians feel about gambling reform.
I think that they are beyond ready for reforms and, in fact, have been crying out for it for decades, it falling on deaf ears because the industry has so much power over decision makers. But when everybody stands up and politicians feel like they have the support of the community behind them, hopefully they'll act in the best interests of the community that elected them and not in serving a predatory industry.
That was petition organiser Kate Seselja there, speaking with The Wire's Tia Bailey.